A West Plains man is facing multiple felony charges following a series of alleged threatening encounters that led to his arrest on Thursday. Raymond Lee Kuntz was taken into custody after police received reports from a victim who had said she had been receiving repeated threatening text messages from him, causing significant emotional distress. According to a probable cause statement, the victim also told officers Kuntz had been following her for several days. Court documents state that on February the 18th, the victim reported Kuntz confronted her at a local gas station. She told investigators he had opened her passenger side door and ordered her to drive to a remote area, allegedly stating, "Because I'm going to murder you." The victim further stated that Kuntz grabbed her by the throat and spit in her face before leaving the scene. The following day, the victim reported another confrontation at Snappy East in West Plains, where Kuntz allegedly screamed at her and followed her vehicle. Officers later located Kuntz and placed him under arrest. He has been charged with domestic assault in the third degree, stalking in the first degree, and harassment in the first degree. During the booking process, authorities say a plastic wrapper containing a white crystal-like substance believed to be methamphetamine was discovered. Kuntz is being held on $25,000 bond. And a Batesville man is behind bars after investigators say child sexual abuse material was discovered during a search of his home. 20-year-old Josu Alexander Cruz was arrested on February the 17th and is currently being held in the Independence County Detention Center on $250,000 bond. He is charged with possession or use of child sexual abuse material, a Class B felony. According to court documents, the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force received a tip on January the 5th regarding a user allegedly posting child sexual abuse material to a Discord server. Detective Brenda Biddle with the Batesville Police Department investigated the tip and determined the IP address associated with the uploads traced back to Cruz's residence in the 2400 block of Neely Street. Authorities say the investigation led to a search warrant being executed at the home on February the 12th. During that search, officers seized Cruz's cell phone as evidence. An affidavit filed in the case alleges the uploaded downloads depicted a man engaging in sexual activity with a child believed to be under the age of 6. And also in our news today, a multi-agency vehicle pursuit ended in a crash yesterday morning in Howe County. According to preliminary information, the pursuit was initiated by a Mountain View police officer with deputies from the Howe County Sheriff's Office assisting. During their pursuit, a Willow Springs police officer deployed spike strips in an attempt to stop the vehicle. Authorities say the pursuit came to end on State Route 76 near County Road 5710 in Willow Springs when the suspect vehicle failed to negotiate a turn, ran off the roadway, and crashed. No additional details have been released at this time, and further information is expected following the filing of formal charges. And a Mountain View man has been arrested following an investigation into a reported vehicle burglary. According to a probable cause statement, a victim reported on February 17th that $140 was missing from her vehicle. The victim also told authorities that Walmart surveillance video allegedly showed a man entering her car. Officer McDaniels reviewed the store's surveillance footage, which reportedly showed a male subject opening the victim's vehicle door before later entering the store holding what appeared to be cash. The officer stated in the report that he positively identified the individual as 21-year-old Darren Michael Walls. The following day, Officer McDaniels conducted a traffic stop involving Walls for a traffic violation. After the stop, Walls was asked to come to the police department for questioning. According to the report, after being advised of his Miranda rights, Walls declined to make a statement without an attorney present. Walls has been charged with burglary in the second degree and bond has been set at $5,000. And to wrap up our news today, the Baxter County Sheriff's Office is currently accepting applications for a full-time deputy sheriff position within the patrol division. The position includes all applicable county benefits and a starting base salary of $45,162 per year. Officials say the salary may increase depending on prior law enforcement experience. Equipment and uniforms will be provided. Applicants must already be certified as a full-time law enforcement officer through the Arkansas Commission of Law Enforcement Standards and Training, or hold an equivalent certificate recognizing by CLEST. Minimum qualifications are 21 years of age, a high school diploma, or GED. You must be a U.S. citizen and have a valid Arkansas driver's license and reliable transportation. Candidates must also successfully pass a comprehensive background investigation, physical examination, psychological evaluation, and pre-employment drug screening. Applicants cannot have any felony convictions in any jurisdiction and must meet all additional requirements established by sheriff's office policies. Applications may be obtained at the sheriff's administration offices during normal business hours or submitted online at BaxterCountySheriffs.com. A complete job description is available upon request. Applications will be accepted until the position is filled.